Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
All right, Showtime, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnansky.
There's a great episode of Seinfeld where he keeps recognizing he gains something, loses something, he ends up, I think the episode might be called Even Stevens. And that is this podcast this morning, Chris Schein. Happy Monday to you. What's going on?
Happy Monday, Mutt. It is, in fact, this podcast. You're absolutely right.
Unless you're counting hockey, which continues to dominate for Chris Schein.
Damn
football
right.
Picks. We made 6 football picks, 2-2-2. What the hell is going on? Jeez. How do we go 2-2-2?
We push on Bears plus 3.
That was home, yep. 10 different times, but yep.
That was a nice little push. And then I pushed on Buffalo minus 8 because Cleveland decided to score a touchdown with 16 seconds left. And then instead of going for 2 like you should, they kicked the extra point, and so it made it a push. And if they go for 2 and they don't get it, I hit. Or they go for 2 and they get it, I just lose. And that would be better than pushing sometimes. Granted, I'll take my money back,
stop,
but still.
Stop. Don't ever say that again. It's annoying, but you'd rather push a million times out of
100%.
Strike that from the record.
Yeah,
strike that from the record, sir.
I would rather push, but it's annoying.
Yes. Of course it is. But your Bruins picks won again yesterday.
Sure
prop
did.
Bets ended up being pretty good. So, I mean, yep. Kind of a ho-hum weekend for me. I need the Niners tonight to close some things out. But 1-1-1 is not great. The Cowboys, I mean, that was the – I'm happy that was my first pick that we made, and I felt strongly about that because that was a laugher yesterday.
What did I tell you about Minnesota? Frauds.
Yeah, they were not good.
They were horrible. Holy.
I'd rather be the Vikings than the Patriots this morning, though.
Oh, I mean, come on. Who wants to be the Patriots this morning?
What? So
I guess the Jets do.
We only have like a 90-minute show tonight, but I know we're going to open with like, are there actual fans out there that are saying, you know, hey, great defensive special teams win? And I'm curious, was that any of the conversation today on the Greg Hill Show? Any fans defending the way they won? Obviously, it was an exciting way to win. Like, how do you not like love Marcus Jones and what he's been as a draft pick? But just the way it went down, Schein, the four-hour reaction today on your radio show.
Yeah, a lot of it was fighting about Mac Jones. It was all about Mac Jones actually good or not in that game?
I think it's tough to judge his performance given how bad the offensive line was. But I didn't think he was bad or good. I thought he was average.
Well, Greg is your local Mac honk. He carries Mac's water a little bit.
Yep.
And so Greg was adamant that Mac Jones had a great game and that the offense around him was atrocious.
The line was terrible. There's no judge. I mean, Trent Brown, I've never seen Trent Brown play that poorly.
Yeah, neither have I. Don't get me wrong. So, like, he was sacked 6 times. I agree that a few of those were on the offensive line. But a few of them were also Mac Jones just sitting there holding the ball too long, staring down one receiver the whole time. And so, like, there were receivers open throughout that game that Mac Jones wasn't seeing, and farther down the field. A lot of those yards that Mac had were yak yards. Thank you, Ramondre Stevenson, Jacoby Myers. Like, it's And there's a reason that ESPN's QBR had Mac Jones playing worse than Zach Wilson in that game. Now, I don't think that that's necessarily the case,
yeah,
but that's
what
their QBR
says. Against QBR.
Yeah.
That just is.
But like at least it's a composite score. It's better than quarterback rating. Mac was not like as good as 104 quarterback rating. He was somewhere in between the 20 QBR and the 104 quarterback rating, somewhere in the middle there. It's not one or the other, and that's kind of what bugs me. Like I don't think he was great in that game by any stretch. He was fine. He didn't turn the ball over. Good job. But outside of that, he put up 3 points, and then he took a sack in the red zone that pushed the field goal kicker back, and then he hits the crossbar. You don't lose those 9 yards. He hits the field goal.
Yeah, he took a couple of those yesterday in bad situations,
like bad spots. That's what bugs me.
Totally valid. And even like the defense playing great, it's the Jets. Like that offense is awful.
Oh, offense is putrid. They need to start Joe Flacco.
I think they probably will. I mean, that's the thing. Like they can't do that because they're bailing on Wilson.
The number
in
two
year
overall
two.
Pick. Yep.
So they probably should. If their goal was, hey, we're gonna make the playoffs this year, that's what they would do. But I'm sure their goal is still, hey, we got to develop with Zach Wilson.
Yep.
Because they can, I mean, we talk about Mac being broken. They can break Zach Wilson by going to Flacco the rest of the year.
Oh, I easily. I mean, Zach Wilson might already be broken, to be fair.
Just really, is that the most disheartening thing, Sean? We'll get to some actual betting stuff here in a second. To have the 2 weeks of the bye and come out like that offensively.
Brutal.
It's a reminder. Like, and Breer said it yesterday, that it's a scenario where Patricia's kind of coaching for his job offensively. He really should be. Like, if they had any other option here,
he should not be the offensive coordinator.
He should not be calling
the
plays.
No, absolutely not. That was awful. Coming off the bye, that was the most uninspired play calling I've ever seen in my life.
I know. They'll defend it because a little more play action and passing on first down, but it was not good. But they are who we thought they were. They're going to beat the bad teams and lose to good teams. This year,
Bingo.
The Jets are... the record says they're a good team, but they're not really a good team with that quarterback, and they'll have a tough task on the road going to Minnesota short week Thursday night. Line open 2.5. I'm seeing 3 shine really everywhere right now.
Correct.
Patriots are getting 3 points. 46% of the bets, 53% of the money is right now on the Patriots getting 3 points. I'm trying to see the actual updated total here as well.
41.5.
41.5. I'm seeing a lot of money on the under, Shime. 98% of the bets early going on the under. And this is more important this week because you have a short week with Thursday. So if I tell you 41.5 and 3, any early leans, Patriots, Vikings on Thanksgiving night?
Yeah, my lean would be the Vikings and the under. That is my immediate lean right now. This offense, until proven otherwise, I am betting the under on the Patriots team totals, the under on the games. It's just... Can they win games? Yeah, they can. But this offense stinks.
Stinks out loud.
Effing bad. And like I said to you, I think Minnesota is kind of a fraud team at 8-2. And their DVOA would back that up. But I think they're still probably better than the Patriots.
Oh my God. They're probably better? The three is ridiculous.
I can't wait to see, by the way, Justin Jefferson eating Jack Jones's lunch. And then people like trying to defend it, like, ugh. I mean, he's been great all year, and then he just gets dominated by an actual number one receiver.
See, I happen to think it'll be a lot of Dalvin Cook, you know, kind of looking ahead. I think they're going to try to, and then a lot of play action off of that. But I mean, Jefferson,
he's going to feast on this defense.
Adam Thielen is better than a Patriots wide receiver. So.
Yeah, probably, maybe.
He's a million years old. He's a dinosaur. But I don't have a great feel on the total right now. But I'll be betting the Vikings -3 today.
Yeah.
I'll be in at Vikings -3. I'll be teasing them up to +6 or +3. This is where the rubber meets the road. If I'm right about the Patriots, then the -3 is an absolute gift.
Question for you.
Yeah.
And not to look ahead too far. Just right off the rip, though, for a day like today, is Thursday the most teasable Thanksgiving day we've had in a while?
Yeah, I admit with other stuff going on here at home, I've not done the deep dive. I was still going through yesterday's stuff a little bit this morning when I talked to you. If you let me give me a second, I will tell you. Are we available to see? Let's see. So I want to have a Thanksgiving three-team teaser. Let's see. I would tease the Bills down to 3.5, right?
Yep.
I would tease the Cowboys down to 2.
Yep.
And tease the Vikings at +3. Yeah. Yep. There you go. Every jerk in America is going to do it. What's the odds on that three teamer?
+160.
I mean, happy Thanksgiving.
Honestly, you could even do, I mean, actually, it doesn't even make sense to do 6.5-point tees. The only thing that would really help with is the half point in Minnesota. And you get so that they can even lose by a full field goal and you'd still hit.
For a podcast, it doesn't suggest teasers. I think we've talked about teasers the last three podcasts.
Well, anyway, the last.
It makes sense, Thanksgiving.
The last 2 weeks, they've been great teaser weeks. Great teaser weeks.
This is
so it's like, how can we not?
This is good. And by the way, you get the Bills again. So the Bills Lions actually makes it an enjoyable watch in the early window. Giants Cowboys legit game in the division, and then Patriots Vikings. That's a plus Thanksgiving slate shine this
year. Yeah, and I mean this weekend, if you played the normal teaser, if you were able to get Philly at the 6.5 mark, and you played a 6-point tease on Philly, Buffalo, and the Cowboys, oh, you were cash. You were jumping up and down at 4 o'clock.
Pretty good stuff. I can't sell the Patriots on a short week with that offense going to Minnesota
chance.
And winning. I can't do it.
No
I
chance.
Wish I could, but I can't.
And as much as I think Minnesota's frauds, I don't think they're going to lose 2-0.
We'll get to the Bruins here in a second. Monday Night Football has Colt McCoy and the Cardinals in Mexico against Jimmy G and the 49ers. My youngest today said the Niners are going to the Super Bowl, so mark that down.
Okay.
Thoughts on tonight's game? What is it? What's the line up to? Is it 10?
Yeah, line up to 10. It was 8.5 just an hour ago, and then Colt McCoy got officially named the starting quarterback, so it's now up to 10.
Just cover the 2, San Fran. Get me home on this teaser. So, give me some Thanksgiving bullets. Let's go.
So the bet I really like tonight, I'm going to go Ayuk over 54.5 receiving yards. Garoppolo has loved throwing him the football lately. He has 80 yards in 3 straight games. I want the Ayuk over on 54.5. The other play that I am debating now playing, I might be in on Cardinals plus 10 tonight.
Real with Colt McCoy?
Colt McCoy looks better in that offense than Kyler Murray does. And Kyler Murray is exponentially more talented, but just like him and Cliff are not on the same wavelength. Last week when Colt played, it's just consistency. It's good passes. He's not making stupid decisions. They're moving the football. Like, I don't know. I think that Colt McCoy keeps them at least close, especially in a neutral site game here in Mexico City of all places. I kind of like the Cardinals plus 10. Double digits here. I like the Cardinals.
All right. I'm not going to give any props out. I did not do the work on this for tonight's game. With other stuff going on tonight, we'll have plenty of stuff for Thanksgiving. That is an absolute – this is a great slate, great for DFS, 3 games. Underdog, cannot wait. Cannot wait for Thursday, capped off by – Patriots Vikings on Thursday night. But again, however, we get out of the way for football. Football's whatever. Oh, so you watch football all weekend. Who cares? It's time to go to the ATM machine.
Yep.
We walk up. It's the Chris Scheim Hockey Bets ATM machine. Now 25-8 on the year?
26-9.
Wow. Wow, wow.
75% hit rate right now.
26-9, Chris Scheim, Bruins tonight, playing at home, 7 o'clock puck drop. What do we got?
Yeah, so it looks like Linus Omark will get the start in net for the Bruins tonight. If that's the case, if that is confirmed to be true, and it should be by the time I go up to Maine, New Hampshire.
Same state, yeah.
Generally, Montgomery speaks to the media right around like 11 o'clock noontime, so that's generally when you'll find out who the starting goalie is. It should be Linus. Swayman just started the last game. Linus should get the start tonight at Tampa Bay.
Yep.
If that is the case, I love Tampa Bay under 2.5 goals in this game at plus 135. Like, that is my favorite bet I've had in a while. This is going to be a low-scoring game. I also, as long as it's Linus, I also tend to lean under in the game as a whole, but I don't want to bet that because I know the Bruins, just as they showed you just the other day, are capable of putting 6 on the board themselves. So I'd rather stay away from that, and I'd rather bet the team total under on Tampa Bay. Under 2.5 at plus 135 is like the perfect bet.
Wow. And that's it. This is your Allmark is on fire. Keep betting him until
Until it goes sideways. And it's only gone sideways once in 13 starts this year. So I'm absolutely riding that.
So that's the big bet is under 2.5 goals for Tampa plus 135.
Yep. And then the other bet I have tonight, non-Bruins but hockey related. I want the Vegas Golden Knights money line. They lost to the Oilers in overtime the other night, which kind of bummered me out because I had him in a parlay. But regardless, they're not going to lose 2 in a row, and they draw the Canucks, who are like 6-9 on the season. It's in Vancouver. Vegas to Vancouver is not like cross country. I'm not worried about it. Give me Vegas money line at minus 135.
All right, so two hockey picks for you as well there, folks. If you haven't been paying attention, again, Chime has been unbelievable on these picks. He puts the work and effort in. There is nobody who's handicapping hockey better that I follow. And it's very, very niche. I mean, I think it is.
100% it is.
But the fact that you're so successful on it, showing the work that you're putting in is paying off. And
Thank you.
The under tonight, and you got the Vegas on the money line. Anything else, Chime, tonight? We got Monday Night Football. And we got a quick week. We got to start analyzing Pats and Vikings tomorrow here on this podcast.
Yeah, no, that's it for me. I'm excited for the big slate of hockey games tonight, so I can guarantee that'll be on just about every TV, and I'll have Monday Night Football on. It's a great night for sports. Oh,
right.
And last thing. I'm sorry.
Last thing.
World Cup begins today. If you hear this podcast before 2 o'clock and you're in a state that you can live bet or you can place a bet right away, I want USA, 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 plus 140 against Wales today. Give it to me.
What's the odds on a draw?
Plus 215.
Yeah.
I like that as well.
It's going to draw. It's a very two. Our Mud at Night soccer expert, Ben Charleston, said two defensive teams, not explosive. They'll probably get out of the group. But likely a draw today.
So
I already bet it was like 210 when I played it. So I was wondering what it was.
My prediction for the group, for the USA group. So for those who don't know, it's USA, Wales, England, and Iran. England got off to a
USA
fast.
USA 1-2, right?
Yeah. Yes. England got off to a very fast start today. They won 6-1 over Iran.
And the over big time in that
which
game.
Is going to help tremendously with goal differential getting out of the group stage. And so I think ultimately my guess is USA beats Wales and Iran will draw with England. England will also beat Wales and Iran and draw with USA, and England will get the higher seed because they have a far better goal differential.
But they should both get out of the group on paper, correct?
Correct. That is my prediction. Well, so according to Vegas, though, the USA is 5-1 odds to win the group. England is like minus 250, which is wild to me. USA and Wales have the exact same odds to get out of the group. So if you like USA as much as like someone, my brother is a diehard soccer fan, diehard, watches Premier League, Bundesliga, the whole nine, and loves this team and has them getting out of the group. And so him and I have placed a bet at 5-1 for the USA to win the group as well.
Yeah, it's a fun thing to sort of root along with for America, too.
Oh, 100%. It's just, I think that's why I actually think that this line would probably be a little higher, but sports books know that they're going to get a ton of bets from people across the country betting, just wanting to bet on the U.S.
Oh, I bet you if you're betting it like in England right now, you're getting a better price on Team USA.
Exactly. That's
There's
what I'm
no
saying.
Doubt.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what happens. It happens in horse racing when like European horses come over here to run against our American horses in big races. They get better odds here on European horses than you do back home.
Yeah, makes sense.
Subscribe, rate, and review. We're going to be here Tuesday. We're going to be here Wednesday. Going to be here Friday on my show. Going to be here Saturday. The only day we're going to miss this week is Thanksgiving. God, we're going to take a day off and enjoy football, Shime. But every other day we'll be here in the podcast in some way, shape, or form. Subscribe, rate, and review Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and the Odyssey app. We're rooting for the 49ers tonight, -2. Just beat Colt McCoy. Please, Kyle Shanahan, please just beat Colt McCoy. Shime's got some football bets and hockey bets. Anything else, Shime? One of my favorite weeks of the year is Thanksgiving week in general. People are in a good mood. They're happy. There's a holiday coming up that involves football, food, and gambling. Like, this is honestly one of my favorite weeks of the year. There's no doubt about it.
Best time of the year. And for me, it's amazing. It's sports equinox day. But instead of baseball, it's soccer, which my family is very big into. I know not a lot of people are. My family loves it. So go Team USA. Go Arizona +10, but also San Francisco -2.
Yes, both of us. Yes.
Go Bruins and go Vegas Golden Knights and go Celtics.
All right, lots to do tomorrow. Thank you, Shine. We'll talk then.
Thanks, Buck. Can't wait.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.